Mountaintop removal coal mining has profoundly changed Appalachia's landscape and its people. The controversial practice blows the tops off of mountains to get to the coal below, and it sparked a wave of protest from affected communities. One group in the heart of West Virginia's coal country recently marked 20 years of activism against mountaintop removal. Reporter Brittany Patterson visited Coal River Mountain Watch as the group takes stock of two decades of work and the work still ahead.
Coal River Mountain Watch's history of resistance is plastered on the walls of the group's modest office in Raleigh County, West Virginia. Co-executive director Vernon Haltom points to a series of framed photos.
Ah, here we go. Over here by the pop-up machine. So there's Janice back there. And here's Debbie, our co-director, being cuffed.
The nonprofit started in response to mountaintop removal mining, which was reshaping the landscape and life in southern West Virginia.
It takes a lot of courage to stand up when you're right in the middle of it, and that's what Coal River Mountain Watch has been doing for its two decades of existence.
Vivian Stockman with the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition says the group's profile grew in the early 2000s, in part because of activist Judy Bonds.
Judy Bonds was fond of saying, "Turn the dozers around."
A coal miner's daughter and waitress, Bonds won the Goldman Prize, sometimes called the Green Nobel, for her work in Appalachia. In her 2003 acceptance speech, she preached the power of organizing.
Organize, educate, motivate, mentor young children.
The group focused on grassroots action and protest, but Bonds also made some unlikely allies, like Mike Caputo, an organizer with United Mine Workers. The two teamed up to reduce the weight of coal trucks. Caputo, now a delegate in West Virginia's legislature, says Bonds was dedicated to her community.
Even when we disagreed, I miss her dearly. She was a true... You look up the word activist and you'll see Judy Bonds' picture beside it.
Bonds died of cancer in 2011, two decades after Coal River Mountain Watch began its battle to stop mountaintop removal. The practice continues. Funders' priorities have shifted, limiting resources. But Haltom says the group claims some hard-fought victories. It helped move an elementary school that had been literally in the shadow of a massive mining operation. And research has validated many concerns the group raised about the health impacts of mountaintop removal. It's linked to cancer, lung disease, and birth defects.
The blasting dust is deadly. I mean, it's silica. We've known silica as a killer. But for some reason, people think that Appalachians are immune to it.
At their solar-powered headquarters, the group models possible alternatives to coal mining, such as hemp farming and beekeeping. And they're instilling in a younger generation a passion for the mountains around them. To mark its 20 years, Coal River Mountain Watch hosted a creek cleanup. Dozens of kids and adults crashed through Peachtree Creek, gathering bottles, plastic bags, and even a kid-sized swimming pool. After more than an hour of tough work, volunteers took a dip in Peachtree Falls. Despite recent setbacks, Haltom says Coal River Mountain Watch will keep fighting to make the community better.
I think we've come a long way in helping people understand that there's a better way of living. You know, don't treat your community like it's a disposable item.
That's what the cleanup at Peachtree Falls embodies. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson in Raleigh County, West Virginia.